Shalom, everybody! In Parashas Kisisa, we hear, of course, about the terrible sin of Bnei Yisrael at the Egel HaZahav. After their miraculous experiences in Egypt and at the Yam Suf and at Har Sinai, Bnei Yisrael served the golden calf, the Egel HaZahav. When Moshe was on top of Har Sinai, Hashem told him that he must descend from the top of Har Sinai because the nation that had been taken out of Egypt had corrupted themselves. And then Hashem said in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Ches, Saru maher min haderech asher tzivisim, they've turned aside quickly from the way which I commanded them, says Hashem. Asu lahem egel masecha vayishtachavu lo vayizbechu lo. They've made themselves a molten calf. They've worshipped it. They've sacrificed to it. Vayomru eile Elohecha Yisrael asher ha'elucha me'eretz Mitzrayim. And Bnei Yisrael said, these are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. It's an incredibly painful condemnation of Hashem. Bnei Yisrael has turned aside from Hashem. They built an egel made of gold. It's a challenging censure. If we didn't know the end of the story, we would shudder whenever we read these words. It's hard to see the light at the end of this dark tunnel, if there is a light at all. However, that is exactly what Rav Tzvi Elimelech Shapiro of Dinov sees in our pasuk. Rav Tzvi Elimelech Shapiro was the first Rebbe of the Dinover Hasidus. He died in 1841. Dinov is in southern Poland, about 125 miles east of Krakow. It's in the region that is called Galicia. And he is the author of the Sefer Bnei Yisaschar. However, this idea is found in another one of his many Sfarim. It's called Igra Dekala. It's on our Parsha. It's on the whole Torah, and this idea is found on our Parsha. And Rav Tzvi Elimelech Shapiro of Dinov notes that despite the incredible darkness that comes from our Pasuk, there is, in reality, a powerful note of optimism. He notes that in the entire Torah, where there's more than 5,800 psukim, only two psukim in the entire Torah begin with the letter samach. One is our pasuk, saru maher min haderech asher tzivisim, etc. Bnei Israel's turned away from Hashem. That pasuk begins with a samach, saru maher. And the only other pasuk in the entire Torah beginning with a samach is found in Parshas Shlach. After Bnei Yisrael sin with the Meraglim by rejecting the homeland of Eretz Yisrael, Moshe begs Hashem to forgive Bnei Yisrael. He says in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yutes, Slach na la'avon ha'am hazeh kegodel chasdecha v'chasher nasasa la'am hazeh mitzrayim v'yad heina. Please pardon the iniquity of this people, Hashem, according to the greatness of your loving kindness. Forgive them as you have forgiven this people from Egypt all the way until now. And Sephardim say these words every time they say Tachanun, and Ashkenazim say these words every time they say Slichos. Slichos. Powerful, powerful words from Moshe to Hashem, begging for forgiveness and for clemency. And Rav Tzvi Elimelech Shapiro of Dinov says that that is, of course, no coincidence, that these are the only two psukim in the entire Torah beginning with the round, with the circular samach. He says, Hasamach ein la katzeu gvul, the circular samach has no beginning, has no end. And it shows us clearly that it is a fact of life, that there is no end to our mistakes. We are human, after all. We're mortal. We're fallible. There is seemingly no end to Saru Maher Min Haderech Asher Tzivisim. But similarly, there is also no end to Slach Na Lavon Ha'am Hazek Godel Chasdecha. There's no end to Hashem's great mercy. There's no end to His power to forgive. Hashem is ready. Hashem is willing. Hashem is able to forgive us if we are prepared to do tshuva. As the Talmud Yerushalmi says in Maseches Peah, Perek Aleph, Alach Aleph, Ein lecha davar she'omed bifnei ha-tshuva. Nothing, absolutely nothing, stands in the way of tshuva. It may be true that things seem bleak when we hear again and again, Saru maher min haderech asher tzivisim. But we also know, at the same time, and we must say again and again, Slach na l'avon ha'am hazeh kegodel chasdecha. Have an amazing day, everyone!